This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 483 for Wednesday, July 20th. I'm Adam Pelosciotti. The ice futures canola market is continuing its downturn from Tuesday, remaining in the red Wednesday morning. Crude oil is seeing declines to start off the day, in part due to rising gasoline stockpiles in the United States, which is spilling over into canola. European rapeseed is also moving downwards, while nearby Malaysian palm oil has increased. Soybean oil is also lower on Wednesday. The Canadian dollar is slightly weaker after Statistics Canada reported on Wednesday that the annual inflation rate rose to 8.1% in June, the highest level since January 1983, but still below analyst predictions. After large amounts of rain fell in parts of Manitoba yesterday, the forecast for the next few days is showing normal temperatures and sunny skies. In the U.S., soybean and corn prices are still in an ongoing slide, while wheat contracts are showing choppy trading on Wednesday. The weather forecasts for soybean growing areas of the U.S. are showing significant rains, putting pressure on prices. Meanwhile, China imported 23% fewer soybeans than last year at 8.25 million tons. The August soybean contract is down 20 cents U.S. per bushel at $14.57. Weather models are continuing to predict wet weather for corn growing areas of the United States, but one weather model is showing that rains will stay south of Nebraska and Iowa. Brazilian corn exports are expected to be at 5.9 million tons, down 300,000 from its previous estimate. The September corn contract is down 4 cents U.S. per bushel to $5.93. Wheat prices are showing signs of consolidation. Meetings between Russia and Turkey to negotiate the opening of a Black Sea shipping corridor restarted on Wednesday, but no major progress has been made yet. This would make U.S. wheat more attractive on the markets, especially after the stress put on European wheat by recent record-breaking temperatures. The September Chicago wheat contract is up 10 cents U.S. per bushel to $8.22. The September Kansas City hard red wheat contract is up 1 cent U.S. to $8.71. The September Minneapolis spring wheat contract is up 6 cents U.S. to $9.36. That's a look at the ice futures in U.S. markets for Wednesday, July 20th. In Winnipeg for Markets Farm, I'm Adam Pelosciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.